We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Praise the Lord. Now, I can tell you got a bunch of word addicts in here this morning. Praise God forevermore. Let's open with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we enter into the presence of God this morning to share the Word of God with your people. We ask you for the wisdom of God, for the mind of Christ, for the Spirit of God to rise and to live big within every person under the sound of my voice. I pray that the eyes of their understanding shall be enlightened to the things of God. We believe you, Father, this morning for supernatural recall of the Word of God to flow forth unhindered in this place. And in Jesus' name, the eyes of their understanding are enlightened according to my prayer and my faith, and the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge shall flow unhindered in this place. We thank you for it. We praise you for it all in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. I tell you, the anointing's up here before I started this morning. I'm continuing on the subject I started yesterday morning, that is authority. Now, actually, what I'm doing, I'm teaching a series on authority. Actually, it's from my book, Authority in Three Worlds. I want you to go to the foundation scripture again this morning, and we'll launch from this, Hebrews, the second chapter. Now, when you go to talking about authority, sometimes people misunderstand some things. I'm reminded of the story that I heard that a man called, and he was quite upset with this company. So he called, and he talking to the secretary, and she didn't know anything. So he talked to somebody else, and they didn't know anything. And he got a hold of the next one, and he said, "I want to talk to somebody around there with a little authority." And the guy said, "Well, go ahead and talk to me. I got about as little as anybody." And that's the way we Christians have been sometimes. We thought, well, you know, we're just little worms in the dust. And you know, we got that. How we got that idea was singing some of those old unbelieving songs in church. Now, I know they sing them, and probably in your church for years. They may not anymore. But we've sang those songs, you know, just a weary pilgrim, so foot sore, so poorly shod, and just, if I could just make it in, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. And, you know, please, Lord, don't move the mountain. It'll make me stronger to climb it. Dear Lord. Goodness. But God has given, delegated to man, and when I say man, I'm talking about the body of Christ, humanity, authority. Now read with me in Hebrews, the second chapter, from verse 6. "But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels." Now notice what he said. God has put all things in subjection under man's feet. God has ultimately stated this in Genesis, the first chapter, when he said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over all the earth." All the earth, over everything. Now you're going to have to turn your religious head off to get a hold of this, because he did not leave anything out. If you'll just take your pencil and piece of paper and write down everything that that didn't include, it won't take you long, because it included everything. But you see, with some of our small thinking sometimes, we've decided, well, now he couldn't really have meant that, but he did. He meant that. That's the reason that God is limited in what he can do in this earth today unless he can get some man or some individual, some person to allow him to move through them by the power of his Spirit. Because he gave this earth to man. The heavens, even the heavens of the Lord, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. He gave man a lease on this earth. And until that lease runs out, God has done all he's ever going to do about the devil until the lease runs out. Are you listening? But God has not done all he can do through you and through me during that interim time. That's the reason God wants to inhabit you. That's the reason he said you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're the temple of the living God. God wants to destroy the work of the devil through you. The authority to do that comes from the very fact that you have a physical body and have been born in this earth. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? He's talking about man, and he's talking about the son of man. He's talking about Jesus, and he's talking about man. Now notice what he said here. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Well, now he can't be talking about Jesus because they were all put under him in the very next verse. But we see Jesus. In other words, he's saying all things are not yet put under man as far as physically is concerned, but spiritually and by authority, God has put all things under humanity. He delegated that authority to humanity. Not to come into the earth, just be a little poor beggar, just struggling along on barely get along street, letting the circumstances of life bowl him over, but that we might walk to the true height in which the Word of God says we are. You know, the problem with understanding authority with many people is this, that they've never understood what it really means to be in the likeness of God. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let them have dominion. Dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over all the earth. They've never understood that likeness. Man is a spirit being. He has a soul. He lives in a body. He's an exact duplication of God's kind. And Jesus, out of his own mouth, said, all things are possible to him that believeth. But we've got to believe that. We've got to believe that all things are possible to him that believeth. We've got to act on it. We've got to use our authority. Here he says, thou put all things in subjection under his feet. We don't see yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus. He's comparing us to Jesus. We have not yet got our foot on the devil as we should, but we see Jesus who's made a little lower than the angels. Now, someone said, well, we're made lower than the angels. Go with me to Psalms, the 8th chapter, because this is where Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, the verses we've read, is quoting from. Psalms, chapter 8. When you start talking about having authority and dominion, and what I started to say, and I got sidetracked there, was this. The reason a lot of people never understood authority, they've never understood meekness. Some people think to be meek is to just bow down under every situation and just say, oh, Lord, woe is me. If it's the Lord's will, let it come. Well, if it's not God's will, it won't happen. But if it is the Lord's will, I can't do anything about it anyway. And you know, it's been preached from pulpits that whatever happens to you in life is the will of God for you. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. What about Adam? Was it God's will for him to sin? No, but he did, didn't he? Couldn't have been God's will. God said, don't do it. God said, don't do it, Adam, but he did. Somebody said, well, God allowed him to do it. No, God didn't have anything to do with it. Wasn't God's responsibility. It's not God's responsibility on your part. It's your responsibility here in the earth. God has given man a lease on this earth. Man turned it over to Satan. Satan became the god of the world system. But thank God Jesus did something about it. The good news is that Jesus stripped the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan and stood on the mountain in the 28th chapter of Matthew and said, all power is given to me both in heaven and in earth. Somebody said, glory to God, Jesus has got all power. He's got all power. Somebody said, what did he do with it? Oh, he took it to heaven, and when we get to heaven, we're going to get all this power. We're going to get all this authority. You ever thought about what you'd do with it then? There won't be any devil there. Won't be any enemies there. Gas won't be $1.60 a gallon in heaven. You don't need it then. You need it now. Meekness has been misunderstood. Meekness is not bowing down and just whatever comes must be the will of God. Oh, I'll just bear up under it and suffer for Jesus. You're suffering for ignorance if you're going that route. That's ignorance after the fact. Now, you might have had ignorance before the fact, before you came to this meeting, but when you leave here, if you're still that way, it's going to be ignorance after the fact, because we're going to give you some facts. Meekness is not bowing down. You know who the Bible said was the meekest man on earth? Moses. You know what he did one day? God said, get out of the way. I'm going to destroy all these stiff-necked people, and I'm going to make a great nation out of you. He said, oh, no, you're not. Now, that's a meek man. Moses knew what God said. I have given you the land. The man that's meek will humble himself under the word of God. And if God said it, he'll believe it.
Now, this is the second week we've been talking about authority. And I want to remind you that our CD offer is CD offer number 7111, The Righteousness Which Is of Faith, single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. Now, when we talk about the righteousness which is of faith, we have to talk about Abraham, because Abraham is called the father of our faith. And in Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 6 says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven to bring Christ down from above? Who shall descend in the deep, that is to raise Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, it is in thy mouth and thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now notice the Apostle Paul said, the righteousness which is of faith speaketh. And when the righteousness which is of faith speaks, it speaks faith, not doubt and unbelief. So we studied the things that the Apostle Paul says, and he links it to verse 9, where he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That word salvation means deliverance, preservation, healing, and soundness. It's an all-inclusive word. In other words, you could believe in your heart to be born again, but if you don't get your mouth in motion, you may not be delivered from the problems and situations in this world, because you have to declare some things in faith based on the authority of the Word of God. The righteousness which is of faith. That's where righteousness comes today, is through faith. It's not through works anymore. It's only through faith that you can know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and he tells you exactly how to do it. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. That's CD offer number 7111, single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling.
We have a toll-free auto line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.